That was so prompt of you. Oops.
I was really excited.
To talk? Mm. Aww. Yeah, we've kind of been sitting here in silence.
Yeah. For a little bit. I like just hyperfixated on, I was on the Green Line and I organized my whole Spotify, like condensing playlists. And like, so I can navigate it because I had 342 playlists.
Wow.
That's too many.
That's a lot.
I can't listen to all of them.
What would you say? Sorry. I mean, okay, how do you like make a playlist? Like, is it just like,
ooh,
yeah.
Some of them that? I think through really carefully, mm-hmm. and some of them I don't. At all.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the ones that I deleted were, like...
amalgamations of
yes,
random things.
Yes, of random things. But also, I had, like, four playlists that were, like, all the same... I also like to make them for, like, settings. So, like, I had a playlist for, like,
a party setting, but I had four playlists for like a party setting. So I just condensed it.
That's so nice.
But sometimes also I think really carefully about, like, if I'm sending someone a playlist, mm-hmm. every single song is intentional and the order is intentional.
Whoa.
So I like kept those.
Have you watched that show?
High Fidelity?
Yes.
My favorite show in the whole world.
This woman is just like...
Girl, she eats.
Oh my goodness. First of all...
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh my God. Every single outfit.
If you guys have not seen High Fidelity, I've based my entire personality. I joined WMFO after...
Yeah, you definitely did.
After my freshman year of college, my whole personality was High Fidelity.
This like gives a lot of context.
Who did I watch it with? I think I watched it with my family.
Aww.
For the first time. Oh, during the pandemic, my dad and I watched it.
Aww.
And I've seen it like 5 times since.
It's a great show. I'm so upset that they canceled it.
I'm so mad that they canceled it. Zoe, the whole cast was like, so mad that they canceled it.
But yeah, the way that that woman is just making this entire like playlist for her ex the entire time is crazy.
My mom just said, why don't you send me playlists? Because my mom listens to Michael Franti. Mom, if you want to listen to Aphex Twin, I got you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, so, last week after our show, my mom was like, guys, you should do themes. And I'm like, Mom, we do themes, but maybe it's just like not so clear that we do themes.
Yeah.
Unsure, but there's always like some sort of purpose. But today I feel like it was just like very obvious that I had to do like a little bit of a spooky moment.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. There's a lot of lore that Amalia and I have to dish out, so I kind of had to like rearrange how this place is going. But yeah, I think we'll have a lot of points to talk about today and to ration out. But
I'm excited.
On top of these spooky songs, I also have like a couple of new releases that I guess it's just like, I guess to make it in terms of the theme, it's like spooky how good / interesting they made me feel mm-hmm. while listening to it. That's
ooh,
the spooky part
love
of it.
That when the song isn't spooky, but it makes you feel spooky.
It makes me. It's not even spooky. It's just.
But it's just
it's spookily good.
Spookily. I like that. Good. Spookily like, good.
How
okay,
do
so
that?
Today's theme of aftertaste is spookily good.
Spookily good, but also there's literally spooky music in here.
Good. All right. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to begin with a Rock Band classic, as in Rock Band, the video game on like PS3 and PS2 that I was obsessed with. And we've got Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. Very, very good. And yeah, I'm just going to leave you with that, guys. Goodbye. And that was Angry by the Rolling Stones.
From a listener. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in and requesting that. Our ex Medford resident. Very, very fun.
Yay.
Anyway, well, before that, we had Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, and always a fun time. We love a little love spooky, that. Like, David Byrne, like, scary moment. He was psychoing, he was killering.
He was psychoing, he was
killing. He was psycho-killering,
his,
you know?
His swag was spooky.
It was very spooky to see. But yeah, so now we're gonna go in a sort of different direction. Maybe take it back to 2018 for a little bit. And this song, honestly, I think I kind of mixed it up with one of their other songs, but I think it's very reminiscent of like the college going out experience that mm-hmm. me and Amalia were just discussing. Because it's
Halloween
hashtag lame-o weekend.
The only weekend at Tufts where I can't hear myself. You can't in my
hear
headphones.
Myself. I can't hear myself either. So this okay. might be dead air.
No, I don't think it is. But
I'm guessing. Oh no, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, okay. We're good. Anyways, the only weekend in besides like homecoming week, even homecoming weekend is lame. The only weekend at Tufts in which people actually go out, and somehow it's still lame. But we somehow there's like. 5 functions and every single one of them is dead.
It's just a funny thing to see.
We love Halloween though.
I love Halloween. Like genuinely, it's always a really good time. Always, I fear. No, I don't fear. But in like the theme of like spookiness, I fear that Halloween is sort of the moment when a lot of underclassmen and freshmen, like, you know, they realize. This is the pivotal moment with the people that I've, like, known yeah. for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, traumatic things happen on Halloween.
Seriously. We all have one of those moments. I mean, this was the first really fun, start of a Halloween weekend that I had because, like, we have our core squad. Like
Core squad. Yeah.
But, and anything is fun with your core squad.
But, yes, I agree. Even though this song has nothing to do with squad, but more of just, like, the... Actually... I don't know. I think I'm just mixing it up. Maybe we can like play the other song that I'm personally thinking of. But the song I'm about to play is Drunk on Halloween by Wallows.
I love this song.
It's just so like it captures the essence of Halloween.
It does.
So, yes. Here we go.
Drunk on Halloween, Wallows.
Drunk on Halloween. Bye-bye.
To forget. Why's the music so loud? Take it to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find? told me you weren't drinking. I believe tonight the only time I have to sit and wonder if you're thinking about the fun you've had with someone else. I know the truth is wasted on.
having much fun.
I always feel like someone's watching me.
No, literally, when that song started playing, like, it kind of squeaks at the beginning, and me and Amalia were like,
we like is someone at the stared door? At the
like,
door.
Like, it was so scary.
Our next song is a request from my father.
Father.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Father.
This song, I feel like I can't remember if it was this song that I knew when I was a kid. No, it was Bad Moon Rising is the one I'm thinking of, so never mind.
Oui.
Anyways, we have a request, a spooky request.
Spooky request.
And then what's next?
Oh, well, I guess after this, we're going to go into like a little bit of a 2010s moment. Honestly, I probably should have played the next song after Somebody's Watching Me because I think the transition would have been crazy. But it's Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. And that literally would have been so good because it starts like boom, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
Doom, and Somebody's Watching Me like ends in a boom, doom, boom, boom.
Yes.
That's okay. Exactly. Next time. You guys know to do it tonight when you do your little thing. But that'll come next.
I'm curious what your go to like dance party song is right now. Like, what was the song?
Dance party
what was the song,
song
that you played like at a pregame play? Like what was the song that you played?
You're really
that just like tickled your
spot.
Ear wiggle earworms
good
last night.
Question. Well, how about you share yours? Wait, there's like a couple. I could literally just play them right now.
I mean, like, you don't have to. That was just like a fun question.
That is a fun
but
question.
But I think for me, it's gonna have to be a combination of One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan.
Yes.
Or like Rush by Troye Sivan.
Of course.
The Gimme, Gimme, Gimme like club remix by Kevin McKay is like. And it just is like crazy. Sorry, do you guys want a whole a cappella version?
Yes.
And then also The Weeknd by Michael Gray, which you would know if I played it.
The Weeknd remix?
This one. The pink one. You would know it if I played it. Anyways.
Okay.
I had a banging playlist last night.
That sounds excellent. I have it.
Yeah, what
Water
is it?
Water by Tyla.
Yes.
Like, guys, y'all, like, listen to this. Like, hold on. Let me skip. Is it playing? That's so awkward if it's not, but if it is, guys, like, do you guys hear this?
Turn on aux one.
I did. It's on, but we don't have feedback on our...
Oh, that's right. Well, headphones. I can hear it.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Tyla ate, so... Yeah. Anyways... Definitely
so good.
Play those things.
This is The Weeknd to Boogie. Anyways, I'm sorry.
No, you're so good.
I was just curious.
No, you're so good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
But let's play the request.
Let's do it.
Here you go, guys. Bye-bye.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
heavy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ow, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. But it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
I'm friends with
the but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that straw in the gold jump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket. Face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You
trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Wife. Literally wife. Pink Panther is capable
Weird
of love.
Weird way to propose, but yes.
Like, tell me that's not spookily good. Spookily good. Spookily
it is spookily
great. I also had Out of the Woods, 1989, Taylor's version, like, on the queue.
Are we out of the woods? Are we out of the woods?
Personally, you know, I'm not really usually excited about, like, re-releases or anything like that, but I was excited about this one, and I hadn't listened to this album in a really long time, and it was also spookily good.
You know?
Spookily good.
I think 1989 is, like, one of my least favorite Taylor Swift albums. I'm sorry, I'm going to bring that opinion to the table and I'm just gonna let it sit. It's just on the table. Whoa. I'm not eating it. It's just there. Okay. And I serve the opinion.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
I just think that like Clean and This Love mm-hmm. carry the album.
They really do.
And the rest of it is just like mid.
Okay, but here's the reason why I put it on there.
It is a good
the
song.
The lore is crazy. Yeah. Like, the literal lore, is crazy.
And the music video is crazy, too.
The music video is crazy. The lore is crazy. Like, Harry Styles, like, what is wrong with you?
I know.
What
is wrong with you, babe? That whole album.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, definitely just
one
for,
legend
like,
to another. One legend to another.
One fable
one
to another.
One fable to another.
One cautionary tale to
one
another.
One cautionary tale of Styles. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
Moving on.
I have a PSA.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Every nose needs a home.
Aww.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours.
Aww.
For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585 or visit sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop.
I have two rescues.
Beautiful.
And my grandpa's dog is a rescue too. I count her as my dog because I would actually take a bullet for her. And they're the best dogs that we've ever had.
Yeah, guys. And
I mean, I love my non-rescue too, but yes. Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop. I think there's a cat like cafe happening in Seaport this weekend, and it's like a pop-up because these cats really need homes. So definitely go do research, go visit.
Definitely,
it ends tomorrow.
If you can go to the cat cafe, go to the cat cafe. And if you adopt a cat, call me.
Yes, call us.
And
call in.
And I will call in if you next week, if you go and you, even if you don't adopt a cat, but if you just go, you should call in and tell me about it. Because I can't go because I will come home with a cat.
Yeah.
And then I'll get evicted. But like, I would get evicted for a
cat,
guys. Honestly.
Gosh. Yeah. Anyways.
Moral of the story is adopt, don't shop.
Yeah. And The Monster by Eminem and Rihanna.
The Monster by
That's
Eminem.
That's it.
I forgot how aggressive Eminem is.
Like,
the way that he raps. Like, he's like,
that was too close to the mic.
Sorry. Eminem actually sounds like he's like so
mad. He's so upset. He's so upset. Like,
I would be upset if I looked like that too, though.
You know, and on that note, we love Eminem, though.
No, someone told me I look like Eminem, and I was like so hurt.
That's upsetting.
I was like, I need to be like a blonde dude for Halloween. Like, what is like a famous blonde dude? And someone was like, Eminem, you kind of look like him, and
Eminem's not blonde. He's bald.
But he also
oh, he was blonde.
Was blonde.
At some point.
And he was also bald at some point. I don't care about Eminem's hair. Anyways, I have not spoken to that person since they told me that I look like Eminem. I don't think
cursed.
They know, but.
That is cursed. Okay, anyways. Well, this has been just a wonderful, dandy hour. And everyone, we wish you all a happy, safe, and blessed Halloween weekend. And
yeah,
stay safe in the streets.
Stay safe.
And stream the most best Halloween song that I'm about to play, which I'm not even gonna say it. You know it. Yeah, let's do it. This is Aaron and
Amalia,
and you are listening to
Aftertaste
91.5 FM.
WMFO
Medford
Freeform
Freeform Radio.
We
gotta turn off the mic, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.